to Michigan now, where the coronavirus infection rate has more than doubled in the past 2 weeks as the state's vaccination efforts have stalled. In response, some businesses are mandating customers to show proof of vaccinations before they can enter their establishments. Some policymakers and others are pushing back. From member station WKAR, Michelle Jokishpolo reports.
It was just a few months ago that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer happily announced the state would lift nearly all COVID-19 orders on July 1st.
We will be able to sing at church, dance at weddings, cheer at games, hug each other, and laugh together. I know that that is welcome news to so many.
But now, the number of people vaccinated has stalled at just below 63%, despite vaccines being more readily available. That poses a problem for Detroit nightclub owner Raphael Blake. He says since orders were lifted, it's become increasingly difficult for him to ensure those who are unvaccinated are wearing masks.
We still ask people who aren't vaccinated to wear masks, but there's no way to know who is and who is not vaccinated. And in reality, most people aren't wearing masks.
Friday was the first night the popular nightclub began asking paying customers to show proof of their COVID-19 vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test taken within 48 hours. Blake implemented the rule because of concerns about the spread of the Delta variant. But Republican State Senator Tom Barrett argues that what Blake is doing is discriminatory.
What if a business or establishment wanted to ask you for your, you know, if you were HIV positive, you couldn't come into their establishment? I can't imagine you or anybody else would say that that's an acceptable form of discrimination.
Barrett is one of Michigan's GOP lawmakers who voted for an amendment to the proposed state budget prohibiting Michigan from creating any type of vaccine passport. Breanne Danzik is a school bus driver in the suburbs of West Michigan. She also sees efforts to force disclosing vaccination status as discriminatory.
Why should we have to share that information when, according to the American with Disabilities Act, you can't ask someone what their disability is? It's the same idea, really.
The 41-year-old contracted COVID back in March and says she isn't interested in getting the vaccine anytime soon. But Lawrence Gostin, a director at the World Health Organization, says disclosing vaccine status is more about the collective health of a community than it's about individual choice.
We're doing that for sound scientific reasons, which is not only to protect the individual, him or herself, but also to protect her family, her neighbors, and our fellow workers or classmates.
Gostin argues that it's completely legal for establishments to mandate proof of vaccinations.
And the Supreme Court has upheld compulsory vaccinations twice.
As Michigan moves in the direction of banning COVID-19 vaccine passports, it increases the likelihood that business owners like Raphael Blake will find ways to implement COVID-19 mandates of their own. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.